Good morning, and welcome to Doctrines of Our Faith, a weekly podcast of First Baptist Church of Brownsville. Knowing what we believe is important, so in this series, Pastor Steve Dorman discusses the doctrines that are critical to true faith and explains why they are important. Good doctrine is important to help us keep calm and have faith. So let's listen in.
Two of the greatest arguments for the existence of God follow along the teleological argument train, and that is the argument from specified complexity and irreducible complexity. Specified complexity says that there are things like, for example, in the human being, in the human body, that have specific purposes, that have specific reason for being. And there are very many of them. It's very complexly organized and integrated and interrelated and complementing of all the other entities within the body. And so there's this specified complexity. And we think about the human body, we think, well, there's a nervous system, there's a circulatory system, there's a reproductive system. There's a digestive system. There's a skeletal system. You have all these systems and organs and aspects of the human body that basically all have to work together to make the human body be able to live and to function as it does. And so we see this element of purpose, and we see this complexity even in a human being. And we think this could not have happened by accident, much like if we were to look at Mount Rushmore and see the carvings of the famous men on the mountain. We would not think that this was just an accident. We would not think it was just unprepared or unthought through. We would naturally assume that it was a product of intelligence. Someone figured out how to make physical representations of human beings and carve them into those rocks. And so we would see an element of intelligent design behind that, just like we see an element, that same element of intelligent design behind the specified complexity of the human being and the human body. For example, if you were to take a typewriter, you would see many pieces of it, many different aspects of it, different keys with different letters on them. All of that together would be many special components complexly organized to accomplish a function. All of the pieces accomplishing individual functions and allowing the whole machine then to function as a whole. And that's what our bodies do as well. And so we assume that there's some intelligent design behind us. We look even at our DNA and the intelligent design that's built into that, guiding cells into reproducing, into making the human body into what it is. There's intelligence weaved into the fabric even of the human being. And then we think about irreducible complexity. And what that means, I think, basically is that if any of these systems in our body, if our circulatory system, say, had not been fully developed, then none of the other systems could continue functioning and keep a person alive. If a digestive system wasn't working, then you would die. Circulatory system's not working, you would die. Respiratory system not working, you would die. And so all of these different systems had to come about at roughly the same moments so that the being could be alive and could function at the same time. You go without your air and the respiratory system for very few minutes and you're not going to live. It doesn't matter if all the other systems are in place or not. And so we see that this is not just an accidental process through upward mutations that we don't normally see happening bit by bit, moment by moment, over billions of years. We see something instantaneously having to have come about together at the same time, or else none of these other systems could have been formed. If there was not oxygen in that respiratory system, none of the other elements of the body could have had an opportunity to have evolved. and to have formed, for example. And so you can't take away one. You can't reduce one system from the human body and it just survive. And so it's irreducible complexity together, specified for a purpose, irreducible, all of the parts having to come together at one time. And then you also had to have that in another being who was complementary to the first being so that there could be reproduction and more beings reproduced. This looks so much like a planned event. When you think of the complexity, even of reproduction, everything has to be just right for a new human being to be produced through the reproductive systems of a male and female human being. Was this chance? Did it accidentally happen? I don't think so. What about the formation of all the other animals and beings and things on the earth, the birds and the fishes? Is all this just accident? Or was there a guiding hand? Was there a mind behind it? The Bible says that that mind behind it, that intelligence, was God. And that God was intelligent, so he made intelligent beings like human beings that could rationally understand this. He made relational beings because he was a relational God and wanted to create other beings to relate to him. And so he made us relational, and we have families and friends and organizations and societies and relationship with God. He made us as moral beings because he had morals. He knew what was right and wrong, and he put that within us. He made us as beings that knew we had to have a relationship with God and knew there was more to this life than just a physical, accidental happening at a moment in time. He made us as beings that could have a relation with him for eternity. And for that, we're very thankful. The Bible says this intelligence, this divine intelligence, is God. And he made us for a reason, to glorify him, to serve him, to follow him, to find out about him, and to love him. And my friends, I pray that you do that from this day forward and for the rest of eternity. By the grace of God, the goodness of God, in Jesus Christ, amen.